Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The 2-2.
Swung on and hit in the air. The deep left center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Stage of Damn Yankees to join the Yankee Ball Club. Shane Spencer, the home run dispenser, has hit another home run to deep left center, and the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
Welcome back to our virtual Old Timers Day. I'm Sweeney Murdy. Shane Spencer at 10 home runs for the Yankees in 1998 and was a September phenom. Even landed on the cover of Sports Illustrated. That home run was not one of the 10. That was actually from the 1998 American League Division Series against Texas as the Yankees completed their phenomenal season. After 114 regular season wins, they blew through the playoffs and capped it off with a World Series victory over the Padres. Shane Spencer joining me now on the phone. Spence, how you doing?
What's going on, my brother?
Hearing that call, what comes back to your mind? The sounds of the stadium, the curtain calls, everything like that. What comes back to your mind?
I'm old.
That's why it's Old Timers Day, Shane.
It just seems so long ago. Obviously it was a magical year for everybody on that team, and especially for me, even in AAA, it was great. But, playing at the old Yankee Stadium with the packed house, it's just there's electricity in the air, and it's just what a great place to play, and very fortunate to play on some really good teams.
The curtain calls, did you have to get pushed out? Do you remember, like, did they feel odd for you? Because, I mean, you kept getting them, too, as that September went on.
Yeah, I didn't, a few times I felt like, okay, this is cool. And there was a few times where they pushed me out there, and I'm like, no, this isn't the right time. It's early in the game or whatever, but you got to take them while you can because they don't come very often.
Yeah, listen, and your ride was different. You came up through the minors the same time as all these other great players, but your ride was a little bit different there. What did it feel like to join them in 98 and kind of be alongside guys that you had played with like Jeter and Mariano and Posada and finally get to taste a little bit of what they had tasted?
Yeah, for me, I swear those guys were more excited for me than I actually was for myself. I felt like I just wanted to get a chance to play and make it. And I'd put a lot of work in the minor leagues and having good years and see those guys. They're all great players and they played forever. But in the reality, they were more excited than I was probably. So that made me feel pretty good. And knowing everybody pretty much already for a couple of big league camps and the transition was pretty smooth.
What did you think? You've been up a couple of different times, but you come up in September. I mean, the Yankees are blowing the doors off of everybody. I mean, what's your thought coming in and getting playing time? You're almost helping guys rest for the playoffs because you're getting to play so much. But, I mean, you obviously became a very very big part of that.
Yeah, I got called up like three times before that, and really not until my third call-up I got some playing time and did pretty good. And I'd been, found my swing in the minor leagues because – like the first time I got called up, I was up there for a month. I think I played one game. And so now you're coming right, that's right out of spring training. So I never started the AAA season. So I go back, it's like spring training all over. So it took a while to get adjusted, find my swing again, and find some good rhythm. And then my last call up was like right at the end of August, so I can possibly be eligible for the playoff mm-hmm. roster. And they had such a big lead that I actually got more playing time. And you got to take advantage of those moments. And it's tough to crack that lineup when you got, you're definitely not going to DH. You got Chili Davis and Darryl Strawberry. You got O'Neill and Bernie every day. So to split time with Chad Curtis, Tim Raines, it was tough to get playing time on that team.
Yeah, and when you got it, you had to take advantage of it. I mean, do you remember, was there like a, I can't believe this is happening feeling? I mean, listen, you're a big league player. You know what kind of talent you have, but the idea of hitting home runs in such a short period of time like that at the big league level, was there, were you confident enough to know that this was your ability, or were you kind of like, man, I can't believe this is happening?
You know, I never thought of it that way. I was having a great season in AAA. And I had a really good spring training. I had good winter ball that year in Venezuela. It just continued the whole time. And really, I tell the story, I get some events sometimes. And it's on the last day I hit a grand slam of the regular season. And you could see me almost smiling coming around the bases. And people are like, oh, you can't believe, you couldn't believe it yourself. And I said, actually, the truth is, it was bases loaded. I thought there was one out. I was just trying to hit a sac fly. But when I looked at the scoreboard, there was two out. So I'm trying to hit a sac fly, and there was two outs, and I ended up leaving the park. So I was actually just laughing at myself for being an idiot.
Hey, you hit another home run that gets kind of lost, and I've forgotten it myself, to be honest with you. So I'm gonna call myself out on this. But in Game 4 of the 2001 World Series, the game is known for the game-tying home run that Tino Martinez hit, the game-winning home run that Derek Jeter hit, the Mr. November home run. But the Yankees had one run in that game off of Curt Schilling, and that was a home run you hit earlier in that game. You know, that one run ends up being pretty huge when you consider that the Tino two-run homer ends up tying it and sends it to extra innings. If they're being shut out, it's a whole different story right there. But, I mean, what do you remember about hitting a homer at Yankee Stadium in the World Series?
Well, it was pretty awesome, and it was off Schilling. And we have done some charity work down in Florida together through our agents and, for some youth programs. So I'd known – that's the first time I ever faced him. And I remember hitting the home run, and we ended up winning the game. And then, you know, that series was really crazy, the comeback wins. But Schilling actually came to the clubhouse the next morning, or the next day, and was like yelling for me to come out there. And so I come out of the locker room, and he's like, "Hey, I just need to know, was that first pitch a strike?" I said, "It was a pretty good pitch." And he goes, "That's what did he?" I'm like, because a lot of people don't like Schilling. You know, he says a lot of stuff. But we had actually done some charity work together in Florida, and so I'd known him for a while. So it was pretty funny. I'm like, oh, God, what's he going to yell at me for what now? So it was pretty comical. But, yeah, to do that off of somebody that has always given the Yankees problems, even when he was with Philadelphia. So I saw the ball really good off him. I hit the ball hard all the time off him, and I think I only got one hit off him. That was it. I think but I felt really comfortable against him.
It was a good one, and it was an important one when you consider what happened the rest of that game, and unfortunately the series didn't end the way several others did for the Yankees.
Oh, but
that was a hard one, wasn't
it? It was a slow, long walk from right field in Arizona, put it that way.
Yeah. Right, because you're in the field when Luis Gonzalez bloops it over into center.
Yep.
What was your view of it? What do you remember seeing of it?
I just was like, I was hoping he could snap his bat, which he almost did, and he just, you know, got enough barrel on it to get it over their head, and you're just like, I remember it being so loud, and it's so weird because my first 3 years in the big leagues, you know, we won, and then you go there, and you're just an out away, and you got the best pitcher of all time on the mound, and it just wasn't our time. So it's kind of weird watching somebody else celebrate.
Right, for a change, right? Yeah, it hadn't happened before. Shane Spencer is my guest on our virtual Old Timers Day. You're going to be in the area here. You're actually in my backyard in Dutchess County. The Hudson Valley Renegades have been holding camps, youth camps, for groups,
right,
looks like ages 8 to 14. And there's one starting this week, starting tomorrow. I believe there's a few spots left. It's you for the hitters, Joe Asanio, former big league pitcher. For the pitching side, and you can check it out at renegadesbaseballcamps.com. Maybe get in one of these last spots. What do you like to teach when you teach kids? I mean, not everybody's going to be a major leaguer, and there's probably not any of them in the bunch.
And you know what? I teach anywhere. You know, my kid's 10, and I've taught him what I just, without putting too much pressure on him, just kind of let him. But honestly, from 10 years old, even to the pro side, you actually just phrase the words that you want to say in a different way so it's easier for them to understand. But really, it's the same basic principles. Your balance, get ready on time, and keeping the bat in the hitting zone. And you just have to find a way to get to those kids' heads. And you might say the same thing five different ways. And that's all. And you want them to enjoy it. And for, especially at a camp like that, if you're going to have those kids for 3 days, you just want to have them understand why they're doing something and then how they can fix it themselves, because that makes it a lot easier for you, you know, and you don't have your dad and mom and coaches all yelling at you at the same time always, which they do.
Yeah, of course. Go to RenegadesBaseballCamps.com.
It's going to be fun, yeah.
Check it out. How many of the dads do you think are going to be bringing Sports Illustrated covers for you to sign?
Oh, I don't know. I hope so. It's kind of cool, you know. So.
Yeah, you've seen a few of those over the years, I imagine.
Yeah, it's so cool. My kids, they never got to see me play or anything, so they have to watch either a video or, you know, maybe their friend's parents and be like, oh my God, you know, and then they expect your kid to be a stud, you know, so,
right.
and it doesn't work that way, you know, so,
well, listen,
but I enjoy it. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, I can tell. And it's always good to see you up around this area. I know you do a bunch of card shows and things like that over the years. So I will try to sneak out and catch you maybe at one of these camps for a couple of minutes. And, from a safe distance, I will come say hello. Thanks for giving me a couple of minutes tonight, Shane.
You got it, buddy. I hope to see you up there, okay?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.